Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ben, and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode. And the song is one that, well, I'm sure you're familiar with if you're a similar age to me, because I grew up watching the TV series Friends. Maybe you did too, or maybe you saw it every now and then. But the theme tune is so, so famous and easily recognisable. It's a song called I'll Be There For You by a band called The Rembrandts. So we're going to look at the lyrics because maybe that was something you've never considered before, and how well the song goes with the TV series. So let's start from the first verse. So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. Let's look at a couple of things in that first verse. Your job's a joke, you're broke. So let's look at the words joke and broke. So a joke in this context means it's ridiculous, or it's not serious, or possibly it's really bad. It's a joke. You're broke. What does it mean to be broke? Well, it's a financial word. It means you don't have any money. You might say, I'm sorry, I can't go out tonight. I'm completely broke. I've got no money. Your love life's DOA. Okay, what's this abbreviation? DOA. It means dead on arrival. But in this context, it means to be in a hopeless situation. So your love life is in a hopeless situation. Okay, let's look at the next part. It's like you're always stuck in second gear when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. Okay, let's look at what it means to be stuck in second gear. Well, here we're making a reference to a gear of a vehicle. When you drive your car, if you have a manual car like I do, you change your gears to adjust the speed that you're going at. And the second gear is one of the lower gears in a vehicle. So if you're stuck in second gear, you're unable to go any faster or any better. So this is a very metaphorical idea that you're stuck in second gear. And then the chorus. I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you like I've been there before. I'll be there for you because you're there for me too. Well, just look at the word pour. When the rain starts to pour, what does that mean? Well, to pour means to rain very heavily. Okay, the next verse. Now, this part actually isn't in the theme song, but you might be familiar with it anyway. You're still in bed at 10 and work began at 8. You've burned your breakfast. So far, things are going great. Your mother warned you there'd be days like these, but she didn't tell you when the world has brought you down to your knees that... And then the chorus. Let's look at that bit then. So you're still in bed at 10 and work began at 8, so late for work. You've burned your breakfast. So far, things are going great. What does that mean, so far? It means until now. And things are going great, well, that's a sarcastic line. As we can see from the previous lines, things are definitely not going great. Your mother warned you there would be days like these, but she didn't tell you when the world has brought you down to your knees that I'll be there for you. So what does it mean to bring someone down to their knees or to be on your knees? Well, if you're on your knees, you are in a desperate position. So in the lyric, it says that your mother warned you that you'd have bad times, but she didn't tell you that I would be there for you, that you would have me as a friend when you're in a desperate position. Okay, so then comes the chorus. We've done that. So let's look at the next part of the song. No one could ever know me. No one could ever see me. Seems you're the only one who knows what it's like to be me. Someone to face the day with, make it through all the rest with. Someone I'll always laugh with. Even at my worst, I'm best with you. So we'll look at a couple of things in that part. Someone to face the day with. What does it mean to face the day? Well, to face means to confront or deal with a difficult situation. So to talk about facing the day, you're saying that the day will bring lots of difficult moments, but together we will deal with it. We will confront the situation and make it through all the rest of the days. To make it through is similar to overcome a difficult situation. And then after that, it goes back to, it's like you're always stuck in second gear when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. I'll be there for you. And that is I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts. So hopefully those words are clear. As you can see from the lyrics, they are very, very appropriate for a TV series, which is very much about friendships. Of course, it's called Friends, and the relationships and how these six people always are helping each other and are there for each other. So I'll Be There For You is a very appropriate song title and song. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. If there's any songs you'd like me to analyze and talk about, then please do let me know. I always like hearing your suggestions. You can pick any genre you like. I'm quite open to your ideas. Send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.